Hi, everyone. This is Scott. Thanks for joining me again for another episode of Stories by Scott William Foley. Today's short story is called Mother's Day. When the power shut off, Ursula Buckley had no reprieve from the sounds of the heavy raindrops pelting her trailer and Lady's pitiful whimpering. Lady disappeared early that May morning. Years ago, during a brutal heat wave, she dug a long, deep hole next to the concrete steps and used it to escape from the sweltering temperatures. It kept her cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and dry during light rain. When torrential storms invaded, however, Lady had to find another haven because the rain would rush downhill from the landlords and collect in her cubbyhole. The fact Lady hadn't abandoned her flooding lair proved she must be in bad shape after delivering. Ursula closed her eyes and weighed the consequences of her intended actions. She needed a cane to walk even during good weather, but with the thunderstorm, her arthritis felt as though the devil himself hammered away at her knees. Taking that into account, along with the knowledge that her steps were soaked and the ground turned to slop, she understood that as she left her chair on that Sunday evening and tried to help Lady and her newborn pups, her life would be at risk. Ursula loved Lady since the moment the dog first found her. Because she lived 5 miles outside of town, and because, other than her landlord, she didn't have any nearby neighbors, Ursula adopted the dog, named her Lady, and enjoyed the last 6 years with her. Though Ursula had no actual children of her own, she considered Lady a daughter, fur and all. Like Ursula, Lady wasn't the sort to plead for help unless serious calamity emerged, and judging from the heartbreaking wails beneath Ursula's feet, the dog experienced trouble unlike ever before. Ursula removed her black glasses, covered her hair in a bonnet, pulled her cardigan tightly around her simple dress, put on a raincoat, and then grabbed her cane. As she hauled herself from the chair, she cursed whatever mongrel visited Lady while in heat. Ursula took hold of the doorknob, checked to see that her black shoes were buckled over her dingy white socks, and then opened her home to the chaos beyond. After pulling open the front door, Ursula next pushed out the storm door. The wind instantly took hold and flung it ajar so fiercely that it threw Ursula onto the slippery steps. She didn't have a prayer at securing her footing and thus toppled over the stairs and landed in the mud, flat on her back. With rain drilling her body, Ursula's bonnet came loose and whipped away in a violent gust, never to be retrieved. Luckily, the ground had been rendered spongy due to the unrelenting deluge, thus sparing Ursula any significant injury. The thunder roared above her, she rolled onto her belly and found her cane within reach. Using the hand grip as a hook, she caught hold of Lady's collar. "Come on, old woman," Ursula mumbled. She pulled hard, lighting her muscles ablaze, and fished out the dog. As soon as she saw her, Ursula realized why Lady hadn't fled the death trap. Giving birth to her pups obviously exhausted her, and it was all she could do to lift her head and use her big brown eyes to beg for a miracle. "I'll save them, girl," Ursula promised. With the den filling, Ursula painstakingly used the cane to emancipate 6 pups. She had no way of knowing if that was the entire litter, but she didn't see nor hear anymore, and she certainly couldn't tarry. Lifting to her knees and fighting to stay upright against the winds, Ursula peeled off her slicker and laid it out as best she could against the gale. Holding down the raincoat with one hand, she used the other to drag the puppies onto it. Once all 6 had been collected upon the coat, she yanked its edges up and created an improvised bag. The pummeling rain impaired her vision, but Ursula managed to see that the wind still forced open her storm door and her front door remained agape. Sensing the futility in trying to mount the steps and then descend again in order to recover Lady, Ursula said a quick prayer and then swung the makeshift bag of pups up and over her hip. She heard no thump, no whelps, and no splash, so she could only assume she'd made a perfect lob through the doorway and the puppies were safe. If she could rescue Lady and herself. The rain continued to pelt her while she struggled to hoist Lady up into her arms. With adrenaline flowing through her body, Ursula cradled the 45-pound dog and then hobbled through the muck toward the concrete steps. To her credit, Ursula forced her rickety knees halfway up the stairs before she slipped again. Clutching Lady to her chest, Ursula fell straight back. After she hit the ground, Lady's momentum continued and stole the breath from Ursula's lungs. Her vision darkened around the edges as the thunderclouds and lightning grew even more menacing, and then all sensations ended. Imagine the surprise Ursula experienced when she opened her eyes to see the linoleum of her trailer's entryway below her right shoulder. Even as she noticed the little blind pups huddled near the space heater, she detected a searing pain in her left shoulder. Already stiff as a corpse, she turned her head to the left and perceived Lady Snout resting listlessly upon the floor while the wind howled through the still-open storm door at Ursula's feet. A pool of blood mixed with the collecting water where Lady bit through Ursula's clothes while dragging the old woman up the stairs and into the trailer. Lady did not move. Water of a different sort seeped from Ursula's eyes. Ignoring the pain throughout her body, she reached over with her right arm and placed her hand upon the wet, matted fur of her only family, her lone child. A pair of tired brown eyes opened and looked at Ursula, accompanied by a rhythmic thumping against the floor. Remembering the date's significance, Ursula patted the dog's head, smiled, and said, "Happy Mother's Day."